Well, good morning to you, Walsall. Here in downtown Walsall today, share the word of God with you. Don't know if you know about this, but word of God is to be found in the Bible, and alone in the Bible, nowhere else, only in God's word. You like a copy, madam? God's word? Yours for the taking, you'd like one. Yeah? Freely offered, no obligation to anybody. Yours for the taking is God's word. You read God's word?
Also,
you want one?
Old and the New Testament.
Huh?
Old and New.
I've only got the New today. You can have, yeah?
No, this one I have.
You have, right?
I want the other.
Yeah, sorry. I don't. Phil, Peter,
yes.
Have you got a Bible? Lady wants a whole Bible. I've only got New Testament. No, I've just got the New Testament. Right. Has Phil got one? No? No. He'll pick you up. No. I'll be here. No, not that. No. She doesn't want that. No, don't take that. Madam. Phil. It's the word of God, friends. Good on you, Peter. Thanks. Need to bring some Bibles with me next time. Yeah, always aware. So we're here with the word of God, friends. We're not from the Watchtower Society, because the Watchtower Society, their stuff can't save you. They're arch heretics. That's the blind leading the blind. And so we call upon the Watchtower Society. And you, sir, yes, you can laugh, but you're spreading damnable heresy, sir. Damnable heresy that blinds the minds of men and women and leads them to perdition. It's the word of God that you need, friends. And the word of God is to be found not in the Watchtower Society. The word of God is to be found not in the Quran, not in Watchtower Society literature. It's not to be found in the encyclicals of the Pope. It is to be found in the Bible, and in the Bible alone. The Word of God written, the Bible, the Holy Scriptures alone, is the Word of God. And friends, it is the Word of God alone that is able to bring you to salvation. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's why we're here today amongst you here again in Walsall Town Centre to share with you, to declare amongst you, to bring to your attention, to your knowledge, the message of God's salvation, that you might be saved, that you might be born again. Watchtower Society, do you hear me? Ye must be born again. Jesus says so. Your religion will not save you. Your religion will not bring forgiveness. Your religion will not bring the love of God into your heart or the life of God into your soul. It is the living word of God that comes to you from the living and true God. you need, and His Word is the Bible. You would like a copy of God's Word, do please feel free to come and ask us for one. We would gladly place one into your hands. Read for yourself and see that these things are indeed according to the Word of God that we speak to you. The Word of God that I wish to bring to you this afternoon is taken from the last book of the Bible. It's called the Book of Revelation, chapter 6, and the last verse 17. And it says this: "For the great day of His wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" When the day of God's wrath comes, when the day of God's judgment comes, who shall be able to stand? What about you, madam? Will you be able to stand in that day? Are you trusting in Jesus? Do you love Jesus with all your heart? Wonderful. Praise the Lord. There's two of us here today then. I'm not alone. God bless you. Who shall be able to stand? The prophet, he asks. Well, that's a very good question. Will you be able to stand? Not if you're still in your sin. Not if you're trusting in some man-made religion like the Watchtower societies, or like the popes, or like, dare I say, even Muhammad. Man's religion does not enable us to stand before God. It does not make us right with God. For religion, you see, is just but legalism. It's just about what man does, what man invents, and what man propagates, and what man trusts in. Who shall be able to stand? Not the religious man or woman, not the secularist, not the one who calls him or herself an atheist, but only those who are trusting in Jesus Christ, in His person, and in His work, not your work, in His righteousness, not your righteousness. For ours, dear friends, is no good. This is the sum of the matter, you see. We're all of us, we come into the world with the same predicament. We and our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore children of wrath, under the displeasure of God right from day one, even further back than that, right back into your mother's womb. There you were conceived in sin, and you were born in sin. You came into the world shaping in iniquity, with your fist raised in your Maker's face, in rebellion against Almighty and the Eternal God. And friends, we are that way, and we remain that way until, that is, by God, we are born again. Not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, not of blood, but of God. Born again of God. You must be born again, Jesus says. The nature, the natural state and condition must be thrown into reverse. Friends, must be changed, transformed by grace, by the free grace of God that is presented to you in the gospel even here today. How a person's nature can be transformed, how a person's destination can be transformed, how a person, a man, a woman can. Friends, on the day of God's wrath, when He comes to judge the world in righteousness, that He be able to stand before Almighty God with confidence, with joy, and without any fear of contradiction whatsoever. Trusting only in the shed penalty of the law. For all who will trust in him, believe on his name, they shall be saved and able to stand before Almighty God in the day of his wrath. But here we are today in the town of Walsall, and around me are multitudes of people, and you have numberless sins. Who could count the number of their sins, I ask you? Could you? Could you number the amount, the number of lies that you've told? Could you number the times when you've taken somebody else's property that doesn't belong to you, theft? Could you number the times when you've lusted after the opposite, or maybe even the same sex? Today, what wickedness abounds in your society, even here in Walsall today. Here you are with numberless aggravated sins before Almighty, eternal God, and without a covering for those sins. In your sin, in your natural state, in a natural heart, out of which comes pumping day after day, hour after hour, multitudes and multitudes of sins. Who could number their sins, I ask you? No man, no woman, but God. God has them all numbered. God has them numbered, but if you're not in Jesus, God hasn't got them covered, and you won't be able to stand with all that number of sins against you, all your aggravated sins, millions upon millions, billions of sins that you've committed already, and they all stand against you, and they'll all be raised, they'll all be brought up. Your conscience will be awakened, enlivened, and oh dear friends, those sins, do you think that you will be able in that day to stand before God in the day of his wrath? Who shall be able to stand, he says? Friends, only the person whose numberless sins have been covered by the blood of Jesus. Only the person whose aggravated sins have been dealt with, taken away by the blood of Jesus. The Lamb of God, he's called in the New Testament. The Lamb of God, who has taken away the sin of the world. Has he taken your sins away? Sir, what about yours? Has he taken your sins away? In that day, I tell you, you will not be able to stand, but your sin in that day will take you away into a lost eternity. If the loving Jesus, the kind, the compassionate Savior, the one who is termed the friend of sinners, who would be your friend today, who would have you reconciled to God, who would have you to stand in that day, who would have you not to be blown away by your numberless sins in that day, but today would have you to be forgiven, your sin removed, and reconciled to God. Don't you know, friends, that's what Jesus came for. That's what he lived for. That's what he died for. That's what he rose again from the dead for, to justify many. Nah, not everybody. Not everybody, certainly not everybody who's religious. Oh, I know what they say in these days. All religions are the same. You know, it doesn't really matter which one you belong to, subscribe to, trust in. They're all the same. We live in an inclusive society, don't we? It includes everybody and anything. Except that is Bible-believing Christian. But friends, comparative religion is what they used to call it. Well, you believe in something, that's good, it doesn't matter. Because they all, you know how many religions there are in the world today? According to Oxford University Press, 9,900 religions in the world. And not one of them was. contrary to the Bible. You know what they tell you today? You know that religion is comparative, that it doesn't matter what you believe in, that all's good to go. That's not what the Bible, that's not what the loving Jesus says. That's not what the compassionate Savior says. That's not what the friend of sinners says. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given amongst men by which we must be saved. Only through Jesus, the friend of sinners, He alone can take away your numberless and aggravated sins. Will He take them away today? Will you believe on His name? Who shall be able to stand? Not all those who are religious, not all those who attend a place of worship, not all those who stand in street corners, yes, and preach and hand out religious literature, but those who truly trust in His name, those who believe in Jesus, those who love Jesus, those who trust Him and love Him with all their hearts, souls, strength, and mind. Oh, dear friends, what a Savior! What a Savior! Here you are today, friends, and you're still in love with the darkness. Do you love the light, madam, ladies? Do you love the light? Do you know the light? Do you know the light of the world? Jesus, He is called in the Bible, in the New Testament, He's called the light of the world. And if you're not walking in the light, if you're not walking with the light, if you're not walking with Jesus, well then you're still walking in darkness. Loving the darkness even. Is that not what God says? That men and women won't come to the light. Why? Because their deeds are evil. Because they love the darkness. Sir, are you walking in the light today? Do you have the light of the world in your heart today, sir? Are you trusting in Jesus, sir? He alone is the light. And if you're not walking in Jesus, oh, you might be religious. You might dress in all kinds of religious clothes. You might be so very sincere about your religion. But friends, if you haven't got Jesus, you haven't got the light of the world, well, you need to ask yourself, why? Why wouldn't a person come to the light? Why would a person want to walk in the dark? Oh, dear friends. Dear friends, I must confess, I must testify, I hate the darkness. I hate the darkness. The Bible, you see, tells us darkness is equated with sin. And those who are walking in darkness, who love the darkness, who won't come to the light of the world, they are those who are walking in their sin. Loving sin, living in sin, and as a result of that, will not come to the light of the world that they might be saved. Jesus tells us that those who follow Him will not walk in darkness anymore. Will you turn from your darkness today? Turn from your sin. Turn from your wicked ways and put your trust in Jesus, in the light of the world, and the one who would enable you on the day of God's wrath to stand before Him with confidence and without fear. Oh, friends, observe, will you, the lying vanities that men trust in. Things like evolution, without a single ounce, iota of justification for it, rather than trusting in Jesus. Do you think in that day, when you stand before God in the day of His wrath, do you think that you will make some fanciful claim that you trusted in evolution, you trusted in this lying vanity, this lying emptiness, this philosophy of man? Friends, you'll stand before the God that you always knew existed. Oh, You use these vanities. You use these lying vanities. You use this evil hoax, you know, to justify your unbelief. Or you say it's scientific. Or you say it's good. Problem?
Not really. He's basically just come and just asked if we could turn it down. I said, well, we're completely within our rights to be here.
Okay.
I said, but we'll be gracious.
And, I'll give him a nudge. So there you go, friends. You see, there's no justification. You're gonna stand before God, the Eternal. You're gonna stand before the Almighty, and you're gonna give an account in that day. And I tell you, you won't be able to stand with lying vanities, the emptiness of the thoughts of men, because that's all that evolution is. It's just a philosophy of man. It's not scientific. It never was to begin with. And it still isn't now. It's just the philosophy of a man who hated God. A man who walked in the darkness. A man who hated God. Hated God's holiness. Hated God's salvation. Hated God's word. Friends, in that day, you need something more than evolution. More than the philosophies of men. Isn't it true, friend? Men will trust in anything. They'll trust in anybody. They'll trust in the thoughts of men. They'll trust in the wisdom of this world. They'll trust in man's religion. They'll trust in man's philosophies. They'll trust in anything but God's way of salvation. That is absolutely, absolutely free to man. A great cost to God. The love of God is sending His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, that through Him that you might be saved, that you might not perish in your sin, but be enabled to stand before God in the day of His wrath. Oh, friends, here you are today, so many of you, and you've heard the truth as it is in Jesus so many times before. You've heard about Him. We have come to you and we've declared the truth to you. And what do you do? Time and time again, over and over again, you forsake the mercies of God. Friends, this is the very heart of the gospel. That there is mercy with God, forgiveness with God, that He may be feared. But oh dear friends, as you continue to forsake, as you continue to turn your back upon the mercy of God, how can there be mercy for you in that day? What will you say in that day when you stand before Him? How will you stand in that day? What will you say to Him when He asks you? You were presented with my mercy. My servants came to you and told you again and again and again, but over and over again you forsook my mercy. That could have been yours, but not now, too late. Who shall be able to stand in that day? Many, many are trampled, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ underfoot. Don't you know, friends, that every time you hear the gospel, every time it's declared to you, the name of Jesus Christ is lifted up before you, and you're commanded to repent and believe the gospel. Every time you reject it, you crucify Him afresh. You trample Him underfoot. Oh God, do with such a people in that day who have despised His Son, rejected Him, and rejected His mercies, trampled His Son underfoot. Oh, dear friends, mocked at the providences of God, maybe, perhaps. God's providential dealings with you, maybe He's brought you to a hard place today. What will you do? Many, many people suffering in the country of Italy today because of some great tragedy. Bereaved, you know, the loss of life. Lives broken and damaged as a result of this tragedy. But what will men and women do with it? What will you do with it? Yes, suffering, pain, all these things come to us in this world. want me to do? Speaking about a like tragedy, on one occasion, Jesus said to his disciples, in answer to their question about those people who suffered in the tragedy, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Just like them. Friends, where would you be? Where would you be if such a tragedy was come to you? Or do you just brush it off? Because you weren't involved, do you just brush it off? Do you mock even the providences of God? The goodness, the kindness of God, God's dealings with you in this world, they ought to lead you to repentance, God says. But have they done so thus far? Oh, I bid you, friends, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as many, many have done in the past, and continue to do so even to this day. No more, friends, but turn, repent, and believe the gospel. Many of you flatter God with your lips. You pay lip service to God, you know. Ah, maybe you think to yourself, "I do some good deed today, some charitable deed." Maybe with religious connotations. Or you think that will appease God. My good, you think, will outweigh the bad. My friends, God says there's none good. No, not one. None that doeth good, none righteous. No, not one. God says, friends, that your righteousness is your best of your deeds. They're like filthy rags in the sight of God. Unacceptable to him. Because of that sin nature. And because the number of your sins. Black as black could be. So friends, unless you repent, how are you doing, big man?
I'm all right, sir.
Are you good? Good to see you. God is good, eh? God is good. God is good. Do you love Jesus, sir?
I think it's a territory that people haven't studied enough. They haven't studied enough Jesus to find out the punishment that we have to go through.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, they need to do, eh?
That's what we have to do. We have to get to a place where we can study them properly.
Yeah,
otherwise, it's not forward.
Think on these things, sir. Think on these things. Repent, believe the gospel. That's the way forward. So, friends, you cannot go on. You cannot go on despising the goodness and kindness of God. You cannot go on in this way with your numberless and aggravated sins and expect to be able to stand in that day when all flesh will do. The day of God's wrath is the day of his judgment, the day when we all give account to God for the things that we've done in the body. Friends, your religion won't cover it. Your good deeds won't cover it. Nothing but the blood of God's Son will cover it. Ah, there's power in the blood. In the blood of God's Lamb, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, there's power, wonder-working power to erase all your sins. Should you come to him, put your trust in Jesus, in the Son of God who died on Mount Calvary, who shed his blood that you might be forgiven and that you might be enabled to stand before God in that day, that you might go to heaven, that you might not be lost for all eternity. Oh, dear friends, today, turn today, turn today, receive the love of God in Jesus Christ. To as many as received him, to them he gave the power, the authority, the right, that is, to become children of God. To those, that is, who were born, not of blood, not of the will of man, not of the will of the flesh, but of God. Born of God, born of the Spirit of God, changed by the power of God, and brought to repentance, turning from their sin, turning from their wicked ways, their numberless sins, and turning to the Son of God, that through him, that you might be saved. I bid you, friends, think on these things. I bid you, friends, turn. Turn from your sin today, believe on the Lord Jesus. on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. For he will abundantly pardon, show mercy. It's written here indelibly in the pages of God's Word, the Bible. Friends, oh, the Word of God, the message of the cross, the wisdom of God that leads to salvation and that makes a body wise for salvation, which is through faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It's faith, friends, is believing, is not working. It's not being good. It's not being religious, friends. It's trusting. Trusting, trusting, only trusting. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. For time and for eternity. So in that day, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Only those trusting in Jesus. Only those trusting in the Son of God, sent into the world to be the Savior of the world, who stepped down into this sin-cursed world, became a man, lived amongst us, bled and died on a Roman cross, and rose again from the dead. That men and women might be able to stand before God, in the love of God, with confidence, with freedom, without fear, to stand before the Almighty, knowing that your sins have been blotted out, forgiven, taken away, remembered by God no more, forgotten. And friends, an eternity with God to hear these words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Faith, full of faith. You need to be full of faith. Faith towards Jesus Christ. Faith in the Son of God, the Son of Man. Faith in God's sacrifice, the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, shed for sinners. Just like you, young man. Sinners like you and like me. Jesus came, lived and loved and died. Christ Jesus came into the world for this purpose, to save sinners, that you might go to heaven and not to hell. That day of his wrath is coming. It's near, it's close at hand. Will you be able to stand in that day? Only if today you will call upon his name. His name is Jesus. Call upon his name. Whosoever shall call upon his name shall be saved. From the penalty of sin, the power, the presence of sin, saved from the wrath to come, the judgment of God, and able to stand in that day, I hope. That will be you, my dear friends. The Word of God again is offered to you. New Testament in its entirety, offered to you freely. Yours for the taking. It's the Word of God, able to make you wise for salvation. You'd like a copy of God's Word? Check these things out. Listen to my colleague. He's coming. Tell you some more about our Savior, Jesus, who is able to save to the uttermost all those who come to God through Him. For you can come in no other way. You'd like a copy of God's Word? Please, you come and ask for one. May God bless you and have mercy upon your people.